This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Come watch the Ducks and Texas Tech in the Orange Bowl with the Fan at Grand Central Bowl Arcade and Sports Bar on New Year's Day. Doors open early for the 9 a.m. kick. I believe that's 8:30 on the dot with food and drink specials throughout the day. Stick around after for the Dick Hanna Dealership's postgame scoreboard with Joe Fisher and Jordan Schultz live from Grand Central. For more details, head to the events page at 1051thefan.com. Daniel, there's a big game tomorrow morning.
Decently sized game tomorrow morning.
The Oregon Ducks are in Miami, Florida, to participate in the Orange Bowl against the Texas Tech Red Raiders. What did the line on this game open up to? I think it started at one and a half for the Ducks, and I think that has now moved up.
Spread's now 2.5.
2.5 for the Ducks, correct? So money's coming in.
Money's coming in on the Ducks, but all the analytics are now putting Tech as the favorite.
Yeah, ESPN matchup predictor has Texas Tech slightly edging Oregon, but it's a 50-50. Before we get into kind of just the magnitude of this game, is this the most evenly matchup unknown game of the four?
I mean, it should be because you're talking about a four or five.
Yeah, the rankings proved it correct.
Yeah. I feel like Tech's getting kind of shafted.
Really?
In some of the way this
stuff
is looked
at. Are you sure that's just not you hating on your Oregon Ducks?
Yes, 100%. I've seen a lot. You know, I caught Pate doing his breakdown of this game, and I was like, I wonder where he's falling on this. And he kind of lined up with where I am on this. Of like, hey man, you know, everybody talks about Tech's defense, but their offense isn't bad. This whole idea of like they're only this defensive minded team, and you know, we have to worry about Oregon's defense against Tech's offense. I was like, look, Dante's better than Baron Morton. There's no doubt about that.
No doubt about it. His receiving core is better than Texas Tech's.
Yes.
Assuming DeCorian is fully healthy.
Yes.
Ooh.
I squinted that.
Okay. Dante is better than Baron Morton.
Yes.
Boom.
Yes.
And toes down.
There you go. For sure.
Receiving core, though.
You can make an argument.
I like their running backs.
Yeah.
I like their running backs.
I like Oregon's running back depth better, especially if Davison's healthy to go. Mm-hmm. But even when I look at Dante, this is not a, you know, Dante Moore is Timothy Chalamet against just some dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We have to make sure we're not looking at it like it's Oregon James Madison again.
Yeah. And also, he's not Drew Aller.
Because let's not forget, this is the best team money can buy. Against the Oregon Ducks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Like, I know everybody wanted to put that narrative on Lanning all season. Mike Gundy shouldn't have done that. That you paid the price for that one. Texas Tech is truly the best team money can buy right now because they kind of came from nothing into a college football playoff team with a bye that can win this game.
It worked out. That's really the story around this is with McGuire. They brought in 21 players
mm-hmm.
onto this team.
They took a chance on a high school football coach.
Mm-hmm. Worked out pretty good.
It worked out pretty good. And they put a ton of money into the facilities. You know, I can't imagine. I know this is probably my bias seeping in, but I can't imagine what this team would have looked like 20 years ago when Mike Leach was there. You know?
I want to make this comparison real quick between Dante Moore and Baron Morton, okay? Dante threw for 3,046 yards. Baron Morton threw for 2,643. Morton did that in one less game. If you put his average, which is about 240, guess where he's at?
Right there.
his almost exactly the same. He had 22 touchdowns, 4 picks. Dante had 28 touchdowns, 8 picks. Mm-hmm. I don't think that the gap between those two quarterbacks is this seismic gap.
I don't think so either. I think the seismic gap in it is just Baron Morton's availability over the years.
Yes, because he's been so dinged up, and he's been dinged up this year. He missed the game. He's been dealing with the bum wheel.
Been kind of lurking on some mm-hmm. Texas Tech subreddits, Substack, stuff like that, to just kind of get some information on this team, because I'm going to be honest, I wish I would have watched them more. I spent more time in the Big 12 watching Kenny Dill and Whittingham mm-hmm. and Satake, those teams. I didn't see Texas Tech coming like this. And what a lot of stuff that I've read about Texas Tech is that Baron Morton is a very, very good quarterback, but our perception of him and his evolution has been stunted due to his availability. He only missed the one game this year, but he's missed games every year he's been at Tech. And that is kind of a dangerous thing to have to prep for mm-hmm. if you're Tosh Lupoi and Dan Lanning, because this kid could be better than what the tape is actually showing you.
And here's the thing, is when we get to the wide receiver core, okay? Tech has four guys with 550 yards or more receiving. Four. Three of them are their wide receivers. The fourth one's their tight end. Their tight end had 46 catches for 550. Then you have three wide receivers with 47, 55, and 54 catches. The guy at top, Caleb Douglas, that's their deep threat. He's averaging almost 16 yards a catch, 846 yards in the season, and you have 7, 6, 6, and 5 touchdowns. That means you have four guys
spreading the ball around.
Are very good. Again, Oregon depth-wise, this is where I think this game is going to find its rhythm, is the depth.
Mm-hmm.
I think Tech's top end, particularly on defense, is better than Oregon's. That linebacker core is the best linebacker core in the country.
It's not close.
I've
been saying it for weeks. You know, I would have given my Heisman vote to Rodriguez.
It's not just Rodriguez. That defense is filthy.
Well, what do they call the linebacking core? It's like the mustache boys or something like that. Some of them have great mustaches and some of them have terrible mustaches, but that's what they do.
You've got Rodriguez, who is a one-man wrecking crew.
Yes.
And then as far as pass rushers, you have two of the best pass rushers in the country in David Bailey and Romello Height.
It's not just the linebackers, it's the D-line as well. And their secondary does a good job of coming up and stopping the run as well.
Oh, and that's the thing is, they're the best rush defense in the country. Mm-hmm. And so what that does to teams is they put you behind the sticks, mm-hmm. and you get predictable. And guess what? They lead the nation in takeaways with 31.
Yep.
So when you've got three guys that are absolute demons as pass rushers, you've got a linebacking core that eats up everything in the lanes. Guess what your secondary gets to do? Pray.
Yep.
Just pray on the ball all game long.
Just be Ed Reed for Halloween.
You get those opportunities because the quarterback has got to get the ball out quick.
And that's going to be such a fascinating thing. I know quarterbacks don't play against each other, so it's sometimes it's kind of a garbage conversation topic between the two of them. But Baron Morton can play an ugly game, and they can still win mm-hmm. this game. I don't know if Dante can play an ugly game.
When the Ducks have struggled.
And you know me, I love Dante. Yeah,
when the Ducks have struggled, what has it been due to?
Dante's struggled, and he's been hit.
Mm-hmm.
To take the Indiana game, for example, that's the best one. He's been hit, gets a little rattled. But at the flip side, though, you've seen so many games in big moments where Dante has been cool and been
calm. And he'll make a throw or two that just goes, whoa.
And we probably nitpick Dante too much here in the Northwest just because we see him mm-hmm. so much. The Josh Pates of the world, the Gary Danielsons of the world, who thinks he's like the greatest quarterback he's ever seen play football. They don't see him as much as we do. I see the poise. I see the calmness. I see the NFL throws. But I've also seen, you know, I've seen Indiana punch him in the face mm-hmm. and him not have a good time with that.
See, now, Indiana, though, is one of the best defenses in the country.
Without a doubt.
Texas Tech also up there as well. And
Oregon also up there as well.
Right. Yes, of course. And I don't remember exactly how much time has passed since that loss to Indiana.
At this point, it feels like last year.
Right, doesn't it? But so I think that we also have to look at how much more has Dante Moore learned since then. In terms of when he has faced a little bit of adversity, because let's face it, not every game since then has been a blowout. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They've been tested more than anybody expected throughout some of those. So how much more experience do we think, how much does that count between that Indiana loss and tomorrow morning?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
I think that's a fantastic point, Rusty. I really do. I think Dante's maturation, which is why, which is a big part, we don't need to get into it, but it's a big part why I want to see him do one more year at Oregon. His maturation this year has been absolutely fantastic. We saw the first four games of the season, kind of against cupcakes, not a big deal. His stats were stupid, and we're talking Heisman, we're talking number one, blah, blah, blah. And then when the big games came, he had to evolve his play, and I think he's done a very, very good job of that. You're right, Russ. Dante is a very different quarterback today than he was against Indiana.
I love this, and I hope this is the same Duck fan that said that Oregon was going to do to Indiana what they did to who was it the year before? They said that Oregon was going to blow out Indiana. I've got your text saved somewhere. Don't worry, I screenshot. I got your number.
You keeping receipts over there?
Oh, yeah. When the obnoxious Duck fan gets obnoxious
is
like
that
this.
Surprising?
You guys comparing Texas Tech quarterback and wide receivers to Oregon quarterback and wide receivers is absurd. Next, you're going to tell me that USC knows how to tackle. Fantasy land, boys.
Well, you kind of were. I don't want to get lumped in this. I like Oregon's wide receiver crew way better. I think it's deeper, and losing to Corey Moore and Gary Bryant.
Depth, certainly. That's where I agree.
Showed McClellan and Malik Benson are dudes.
Depth, for sure.
And ain't nobody got a Kenyon Sadiq.
No, they don't. But on the same token, when you're talking about who's on the field, USC had the best wide receiver room in the country. I told you that going into that game, you got to see them up close and personal. Was I wrong?
As advertised.
Okay. When you've got the guys and they're healthy, and Texas Tech's guys are healthy, that top four is just as good as Oregon's. Mm-hmm. They are right there with it. Now, if you want to say Dante's better, I have no issue with that.
I would be shocked if I had to listen to anybody tell me that Baron Morton is a better quarterback than Dante.
You shouldn't,
Morton.
But he's also, this isn't just some gamer. You know what I mean? Like, he's efficient. He completes 67% of his passes. He doesn't turn the ball over. He's productive. Like, he's a good college quarterback.
Great.
Dante has the advantage, but this idea that Texas Tech's offense is so lacking, it's like, no, guys, this is not a team that's just built on defense.
Well, I think some of that, too, though, I think some of that is...
They have three running backs that are averaging over 5 yards a carry.
Who's the second-best defense in the Big 12?
Probably...
See what I mean?
Yeah.
That's kind of where I'm going a little bit there.
No.
Not to discredit, but I think that it can be where if you're a Duck fan and you're rooting for the Ducks to win this game, that might be your sticking point. Is
Big Ten versus Big 12?
Yeah, that the defense is in the Big 12. Look, we thought Utah was going to have a great defense. I've seen them in shootouts and getting blown out. You know,
By this Tech team.
BYU lost to them twice and were handled very, very well. And BYU has this prize DC that's going to Michigan now, and he couldn't stop this. So I think there's a little bit of that conference versus conference comparison.
But again,
the Big Ten is a better vastly conference. Better conference.
But in that
I'm watching
same
Iowa up 14-3 on Vandy. Mm-hmm. Y'all wanted Vandy in the playoff? I give you Kirk Ferentz.
Remember what we talked about? Whoever plays Iowa in a bowl game is going to hate
their
life.
And Vandy right now, with 10 seconds to go in the second quarter, hates their life.
Mm-hmm. But as an aside, and again, conferences, all those kind of things, they matter. Tech had the fourth best offense in the country in yards per game.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a, you know, SEC 2010 team that they're just going to beat you up defensively and control the ball. No, they're going to throw the ball, they're going to run the ball, and they're going to hang points on you.
The most recent SP Plus had Texas Tech jumping Oregon as a complete team. Not by much.
No, but again,
not by much.
Like, they're a good team. And, like, Duck fan, chill. Chill. The last time you did this against Indiana, you got punched in the face. You guys have a chance. To be honest, I still have this as a coin toss game.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the original spread, 1.5, that's where it should be.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's getting bet up and all those kind of things, but Tech's good.
Tech is good.
Like, don't go in there thinking, oh, we're going to dar, dar, dar. Because, again, the last time that happened, you got smacked around.
Oh, boy, you don't want that to happen again.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.